Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
The Lord is so fair. If you knew how badly this king would end, leading your people into gross idolatry, would you still offer your help in advance? What seems to be hypothetical in 2 Chronicles 7, verses 19 and 20, quote, "If you turn away and forsake my statutes and my commandments which I have set before you and go and serve other gods," verse 19, is actually a horrible certainty, as described in verses 21 and 22. I have a masterfully drawn old engraving in my study titled "Jerusalem in Her Fall," with similar words from Jeremiah 22 underneath. Quote, "And many nations will pass by this city, and everyone will say to his neighbor, 'Why has the Lord done so to this great city?' Then they will answer, 'Because they have forsaken the covenant of the Lord their God and worshipped other gods and served them.'" Verses 8 and 9. Jehovah's words here were a possibility. Jeremiah's words, the awful reality. But as I said, God is fair. He still goes on to list Solomon's successes. We read of his construction projects, 2 Chronicles 8, 1-6. First, quote, "the house of the Lord," then, quote, "his own house," verse 1, and then various storage and fortified cities in good order. The Lord, the family, the business. Following this, we see his people management skills, verses 7 to 11, including Israel, the Canaanites, and even his Egyptian wife. Next is his involvement in the spiritual life of the nation, its offerings, festivals, and priests, with this glowing approval, quote, "Now all the work of Solomon was well ordered, from the day of the foundation of the house of the Lord until it was finished," verse 16. Finally, we have his wide-ranging commerce, verses 17 and 18. It's good that God doesn't cancel our faithfulness because of our failures, as humans do. Otherwise, Hebrews 11 would be a very short chapter.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.